get the pleasure to be with you each weekend at this time. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, come and join me on my medical office on the radio. I'd be glad to share with you my over 30 years of experience seeing patients every single day. There's probably nothing in medicine I haven't seen at least once, and I'd like to help you get to the next step. If you've been to the doctor lately, you know how challenging is the most polite way to say it. It is to get to the solution. There's a medical maze out there. I want to help you navigate that web of frustration, make it simpler, come up with simpler, gentler, kinder, evidence-based solutions to all your healthcare questions. You have a question about yourself, your parents, your kids, your spouse, your friends. 1-888-55 Dr. Ken will pay for the call. There's no paperwork. There's no bill. What is easier? I'd like to help you get to the next step. I've been in training for many years. I was a medical student at the University of Pennsylvania, a medical intern and resident at Duke University. I went west, young man, to the University of California in San Francisco and finished training in cardiology. And I've been practicing cardiology right outside of Orlando for 25 years. I'm in my 25th year of practice. Same practice, Central Florida, and I'd like to express my gratitude to all my great patients, but I'd love to help you also get to the next step. Again, the toll-free number, 1-888-553-7536. It's 1-888-55-DRKEN, and on the website, drkenshow.com. And I couldn't do it without Doug, dougsteffen.com. I just appreciate the fact that he has been working with me all these years.
888-553-7536. Our supermarket guru, Phil Limpert, this week in one of his blogs, Ken, examined the connection between blood pressure and brain power. You and I have had this conversation on the air and off the air about EECP. I had Ken, and you can describe if you'd like for folks what you found in a small abnormality in my heart a year or so ago, and how we have decided to treat it and what has been the result. One of the reasons that I bring this up is because there is a link between how much blood is in your system and getting through to your head and how your brain either operates or may operate in the future, right?
Well, it's a balance, and you would think that if you push more blood to your brain, you'd be doing better, but you don't want to push it too hard. You don't want to have high blood pressure because that actually decreases the ability of blood to get eventually to your brain. So you want to have normal blood pressure, not too high, not too low. You want to make sure that your tank is well filled up with a lot of good things, and that's how you'll make your head work well. The same issues that interfere with heart function, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, high blood sugar, smoking we've been talking about, stress, not being at ideal body weight, all of these things that increase our risk of having a heart attack also increase our risk of stroke. They work in the brain. They increase our risk of losing our ability to think and remember, getting dementia, which is probably of more concern to most of us than actually having a heart attack.
Bruce just wrote in asking a question about multivitamins, again, from the past hour. If you haven't heard it, you can go back in our archives at both drkenshow.com and the listen box at dougsteffen.com. Listen to the last hour where we had a rather extensive conversation about vitamins. I think somebody called in and asked specific questions about vitamins to take. We're underscoring the need to have a healthy immune system, and that's because of the controversy about the West Nile outbreak in a number of areas, including Texas. So if you have a strong immune system, that will certainly help you. It goes a long way toward warding off any kind of a problem, whether it's West Nile virus or any kind of flu or colds or illnesses in general. So he wanted to know, his wife asked him, whether women ought to take the same multivitamin as men. Are there, she'd heard that apparently, you know, there's a lot of advertising around, certainly, which would suggest that women have special needs and need special vitamins. Do you adhere to that?
Well, it depends on the woman. It depends on the woman's age. A lot of women going through the menopause may need some special formulations. It depends on what other issues are going on with them. Women especially lose a lot of iron every month when they're having their periods, and often they need some help with their iron. You should not take iron unless your doctor tells you that your levels are low, because too much iron can actually cause circulation problems. But obviously, when there's too little iron, you're not going to have enough blood cells flowing around, and you're not going to feel well.
All right, you underscore the need for vitamin D. I think you said it was essential for calcium absorption at one point in time. How much is the right amount? Would you say 400 or 500 IUs?
No, a little more. Again, it depends somewhat on the age, and a good number on average for most of us is about somewhere between 800 to 1,000 units combined between what you eat. Remember, oily fish has a lot of vitamin D, so combined with what you eat and your food and your supplements. But again, my best advice is to get the level measured. You can also get your vitamin D level up by getting a little bit of unprotected sunlight each day.
And
5 minutes, ten minutes.
Is it necessary to have folic? Is it folic or folic? I never know whether it's
folic
acid and calcium to keep your blood pressure normal. You're just talking about blood pressure, and you and I have talked about that on the air, off the air. What is the best way to keep your blood pressure normal?
Well, there is
without
a diet.
Drugs?
There's a diet that will help keep your blood pressure down. It's fruits, vegetables, whole grains, low-fat dairy products, beans, seeds, and nuts. And this has been a diet that's been put together that keeps your blood pressure down. Also, I need to add, some people are very sensitive to salt, and you have to stay away from salt.
8-8-8-5-5.
It's called the DASH diet.
DASH diet.
Dietary approach to stop hypertension, high blood pressure.
888-553-7536. A lot of Californians in the queue this morning. John in Palm Springs on a station we've been on for, I think, 17 years. John, you're on with Dr. Ken. Good to have you here, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Hi.
Good morning. Yeah, my situation is that I'm 68, and I bruise quite easily. If I hit something, if I'm not doing something around the house or what have you, if I bump into something, I bruise very easily, and then if I hit it too hard, then it begin to bleed. It just seems the bleeding is more than it used to be.
John, the most
pretty
common.
Pretty much in a nutshell.
Yeah, the most. This is a very common issue. I must have several people a day ask me about this. The most common cause in an adult would be taking something that thins the blood: aspirin, fish oil, Plavix, Coumadin. I could keep going, but are you on any medications that thin the blood?
No. I do take aspirin time to time.
Well, that could do it, but when you're not taking aspirin, do you still bruise easily?
Yes.
Okay. Then I would want to start looking at your blood. Are your platelets okay? There's a cell in your blood that's involved in making the plug when you bleed to clot the blood. Your platelets. In the body is pretty smart when it comes to clotting. It has a backup. It has a source in the blood itself, the platelets, which helps to clot the blood. But it also has a backup in the liver, where there's a number of cascading proteins which kind of knit together a plug so that you don't bleed to death. I'd want to know if you have any liver problems.
Not that I know of.
So what I would do is, if you're not on any of these blood thinners, I would want to ask the doctor to get some lab work collected soon, a CBC, that's a complete blood count, and also, I'm going to give you a little bit of jargon here, hepatic function profile, and that'll measure your liver test. And I would imagine there might be some answer there.
All right, sir.
Is that all tied together?
Is what all tied together? Well, this is detective work, John. You have a
I see. Okay.
You have a an issue with easy bruisability. You need a good detective to try and find out the cause. You can't begin to fix it until you first diagnose the cause.
And you can't do that on the radio. That's why you've gotten as much as you can, John. You got to take the next step yourself. Thanks for the call, sir.
I can't draw his blood.
888, right. 888-55. Well, hopefully he followed that thread, and that's his next stop. 888-553-7536. Here's J.K. in San Pedro, California. Go ahead. You're on the air, sir.
Okay, first of all, it's San Pedro, California, not San Pedro. I don't care what your Spanish teacher taught you. But anyway, Dr. Ken, here's my problem. My left little finger 6 months ago would not uncurl, so it was diagnosed with what is called the trigger finger. My surgeon gave me...
Tenosynovitis, the doctors call us.
Yeah, but I couldn't say that.
Easy for you to
and
say, right?
He put splints on it, and now it has sort of... It's okay. But, a couple, by the way, he retired, so I'm going
but
to see a new
head. But that's good, because that's the initial treatment, so that's good.
But now my index finger on my left hand will not uncurl by itself. But the difference is, with a little finger, I had to pry it open with my right hand. With this, I can will it to open, and it clicks. So I don't know if this is trigger finger, so-called, or
JK,
something different.
Do you do a lot of repetitive gripping?
The only thing I could say is, when I use the computer, although I'm right-handed, I use the mouse with the left hand because that leaves my right hand free to write with.
Okay. For about a month, you want to try to avoid gripping anything with that hand, okay? And then you want to talk to your doctor about learning some finger exercises.
Well, I did squeeze the rubber ball for the little finger.
Well, if these simple treatments don't work, the next thing is you're going to need pharmacology, steroids, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, and even, an injection to get a finger release. In the most serious cases, when this second level doesn't work, the next level is surgery. It may be time to talk to an orthopedic doctor.
Well, I am going to see a hand surgeon.
Good.
Mine retired on me.
Absolutely. These are gems. They specialize just in the hands. That's exactly what you would like to see. An orthopedic surgeon who spends all of his day thinking about everything beyond the wrist.
888-553-7536. Good calls so far. Keep them coming here on Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health.
Small businesses might be bigger than you think. I'm Risa Jill Miller. According to the SBA, small businesses generated 65% of the new jobs in America over the past 17 years. Entrepreneurs looking for capital can enter the MillerCoors Urban Entrepreneurs Business Plan Competition for a chance to win grants up to $150,000. Alfred Edmond Jr., Senior Vice President, Black Enterprise Magazine.
Small businesses are the core of our economy, and we want to help sustain them. The Muse competition is a great resource, not only for the opportunity to receive capital, but the access and feedback from some of the premier business minds in the country is invaluable.
MillerCoors is saluting small businesses with National Urban Entrepreneur Week, which encourages entrepreneurs to seek viable resources to help reach the next level. For more on National Urban Entrepreneur Week or the Muse Business Plan Competition, search hashtag MUES or visit MillerCoorsMUES.com.
All right, so there's, as a cardiologist, there's some information about the fact that a heart attack could lead to depression. Is that a complex story, Ken? Or
well, it's a little more complicated because it's not news that heart attacks will lead to depression in the person who has had the heart attack.
All right, so then let's hold the thought for a second. We'll get into it in its entirety, a complete story on how heart attacks can lead to depression. Coming up here with information from Dr. Ken at 21 past the hour. Good Day Weekend.
Safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All renovation teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order renovation teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's 23 after the hour. I always get a kick out of hearing this. All I can think of is another Bee Gees tune that you, a couple of years ago, told us was the best way to help save somebody's life is to remember the beat and staying alive. Staying alive. Staying alive. When you do CPR, isn't that what you said? Don't I remember that from a couple of years ago? Where did Ken go, Michael? All right. Okay. Well, maybe we better pause here because Ken appears not to be handy by. Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 888-553-7536. We continue straight ahead here.
At some auto shops, it can feel like you're dealing with a bunch of who are just out to get you. But not every auto shop sees its customers like it. Right now at Sears Auto Center, save on a brake service, which includes replacement of pads or shoes plus reconditioning of rotors. And help your vehicle recover from the harsh heat of summer with $10 off an AC recharger coolant exchange. This is service you can trust. This is Sears Auto Center. For these coupons and more, stop by or visit SearsAuto.com. Valid for most vehicles. Offers end 8/25. Shop fees and exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, let's try this again. Doug DeCan over. 888-553-7536. Here's DJ from your backyard in Mount Dora. DJ, you're on with Dr. Ken. Have you ever met Dr. Ken, DJ?
I've heard of him many times.
Never met him. All right, so here's your first opportunity to help yourself. Hopefully it won't be the last conversation you have with him.
Yeah, hey, what I'm going to have is a Prostiva RF therapy procedure Monday, and I just wondered how safe that is.
Well, there are a lot of options for dealing with, I imagine you have benign prostatic hypertrophy, BPH.
Well, my pressure went to 120, and it's supposed to be about 10, I guess, on my bladder.
Right. Prostiva RF therapy, it used to be known as transurethral needle ablation of the prostate, called TUNA. And it's a minimally invasive treatment for men with urinary symptoms, DJ, for prostate enlargement. And it usually provides better improvement of the urinary symptoms than medication and with much less risk than traditional prostate surgery. And it's just one of the many other options that we now have besides the standard TURP, the TURP. And the way I would look at this is just make sure that your urologist has a lot of experience doing this procedure, and then it should work out pretty well for you.
Yeah, okay. Well, that puts my mind to rest a little bit. Thank you very much, then.
Thanks.
You're certainly welcome, sir. 888-553-7536. Sometimes they're pretty simple, sometimes not so much. Dental health and dementia. Some pretty interesting news on that front this week, Ken. You got to have good gums. Is that what, is this about receding gum lines? What's this all about?
Well, what goes through your mouth may get to your brain. This is not making it up category. Journal of the American Geriatric this week, Doug, that people who keep their teeth and gums healthy with regular brushing, they have a lower risk of developing dementia later in life. Those who brush their teeth less than once a day were up to 65% more likely to develop dementia than those who brush daily.
All right. That's pretty bottom line stuff to the point, which is what Dr. Ken likes to get to the bottom line here with you when you call 888-553-7536. When we talk as we do, there are half a dozen stories about heart disease. Again, that's Ken's specialty. And dealing with some of the simple things first is the best way to avoid heart attacks and heart disease. And that's what Ken wants you to know about Cardiol.
Cardiol is just a wonderful way to get down the cholesterol. High cholesterol, Doug, it's a serious condition, and it can lead to heart attack and heart disease, and it can lead to dementia like we were just talking about, which can come from circulation blockages in the brain. And as a cardiologist, I want to take good care of your plumbing from head to toe. I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower the cholesterol, therefore, in all of my patients. And there's this new all-natural approach. It's from Italy, and it might be right for many of you listening right now. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. Doug, these are known as triglycerides. And users report excellent results in just 30 days. It's safe. It's FDA registered. Cardiol is also easy to take, amazingly. It's just one capsule a day.
And easily procured as well by going to cardiol.net/Ken and click on Dr. Ken's free trial. 30 days without cost to you except for shipping and handling. Cardiol, cardiol.net/Ken. Dr. Ken's free trial is what you click on. You call them at 888-809-6424. That's 888-809-6424 for the free 30-day supply of Cardiol.
When your child was a baby, you were careful to provide the right nutrition for a growing mind.
I'm going to school now, Mom. Don't forget your lunch.
Even though your child is older now, it's still important to support their brain development. That's why every mom should know about Children's Omegables, the supplement with essential omega-3 fish oil to support healthy brain function in your child. Science shows us that omega-3 fish oil is vital to your child's developing mind, yet many children are missing out on this powerful ingredient. Children's Omegables brings omega-3 back to your child's diet in a delicious formula they'll love.
Class, who was the second president of the United States? Yes, Daniel?
John Adams?
Very good.
Children's Omegables, the smart choice for healthy brain development. Try it risk-free today. Just call 1-800-728-1676. That's 1-800-728-1676. Call 1-800-728-1676.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now we continue here, another half hour of information. Your calls certainly are encouraged and welcomed, embraced, in fact, at 888-553-7536. Knowledge is power. So much knowledge gets presented here on this program through the various vehicles that we have for you to communicate with us. Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or me, Doug, at dougstefan.com. Good way to filter some of the email across the line. Sometimes you can't get to the program when we are live, and so that's the reason, a good reason for you to communicate with us in other ways. And then we have the Good Day Health newsletter, Ken, which this week focuses on what area of medicine?
This week's newsletter focuses on the latest information, Doug, about cancer.
All right. So cancer from A to Z, if you will. Horrible scourge on society. More and more of it here in our country than probably anywhere else on the world because of our diets. We're really pretty foolish as to how we're
smoking.
Yeah, smoking. This week, the story you heard about the court that struck down the graphic warnings on cigarettes is going to be a big buzz. I'm expecting the weekend Sunday shows ought to talk a lot about this in addition to politics, Ken. And it's all so very important to the overall scope. These people have so much money, the tobacco manufacturers, they're making so much money overseas now, getting people addicted to their products all over the world. People in America have gotten off to a large extent. I think, what is it, only 21% of the population, which is way too many, but...
But it doesn't go down. It just stays
where it is. Well, a lot of young girls are starting smoking when they're teenagers, and that's where the number is. You heard the fellow who called us earlier. He was 24, and he started smoking because he wanted to be a man.
Teenage girls, it's a horrible way to lose weight.
Oh, my God. 888-553-7536. You have all of these Hollywood types. I was shocked to see Anne Hathaway, who seems to be such a great role model, smoking a cigarette. In a public place. You see some of these people like Charlize Theron always puffing away, Lindsay Lohan always puffing away, some of these other younger starlets, Britney Spears puffing away. And these kids see these women, especially, I think, more women than men, and they, wow, this is cool. I want to be just like them. How foolish. How foolish. 888-553-7536. Sheila is listening. Did I say Sheila? I was almost going to say Sheila, which would be how it's said in Fall River, Massachusetts. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Dr. Ken. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Well, I got a question for you. I got diagnosed last month with a vascular necrosis of the left hip.
Yes.
And the doctor last month gave me a prescription for a walker. He said, I want you to use a walker. You got to keep the weight off. So I says, myself, I said, I'm 59 years old. I says, I'm going to use a walker? I says, I live alone. I got, you know, things to do. I said, I can't. So when I went to him yesterday, I was under the assumption that he's going to do a hip replacement, get it over with, and that's it. And he looked at the x-ray, and he said to me, he says, well, it hasn't gotten worse. He says, you've got to keep the weight off of it. I asked him, I says, why? I says, I'm 59 years old. I says, I don't really produce estrogen anymore. I says, so is my bone still producing? He said, yes. He says, the bone will heal if you stay off of it.
Sheila, did your doctor think that you had this since childhood? There's a problem called leg cave Perthes disease. That's a mouthful. So-called avascular necrosis. It's unfortunately not too uncommon as kids. Often it's a mild case as a child, and it only gets discovered later on as an adult.
Well, he has said it was steroids because
steroids,
I go in the hospital, I have COPD, and go on steroid treatment.
Okay.
He says steroids caused it.
Could it be another reason?
I want to know, can my bone heal itself at my age?
Well, again, it's a matter of taking the weight off of it. That's what it's wear and tear at this point on a very sensitive joint. And, you know, I wouldn't be overly eager to get the joint replaced before you absolutely need it. If you absolutely need it, don't fear it, Sheila. But, you know, it's the yin-yang of medicine. What's the risk of doing it versus the risk of not doing it? And there is some risk associated with this kind of surgery. We're talking about blood clots, infection, fractures, dislocations, loosening of the joint that is put in there. It can break down. It can change your leg lengths. So it's not a walk in the garden or the park, if you will.
Right. Well, he told me to get as much rest as possible and stay off of it. That's the way for it to heal.
Sheila, are you down to ideal body weight?
No. I lost like 80 pounds in the past year, but I'm still losing.
All right, well, good. But that's great. 80 pounds in a year, that's fantastic. But and keep it up. That's what's going to keep that joint doing well, is if you just don't abuse it, if you can decrease the wear and tear.
Are you still smoking?
How'd you know I smoked? COPD, right?
I think I didn't have to do a lot of heavy lifting to listen to that voice and know you've been a heavy smoker most of your life.
Take a deep breath and blow into the phone. There you can hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to my lung doctor, too, yesterday. I'm going to go on Chantix.
The reason you're in the shape you're in is because you've smoked for as much of your life as you have. And smoking also weakens your bones, leaches the calcium out of your system, and does all kinds of other horrible things. That's the number one way for you to get better, feel better, and be better is to stop smoking right this second. Listening to all of the things that we're talking about, all the experiences that people have, Sheila, we wish you well and hope that that can be your cause. 888-553-7536. One of my dear friends in the broadcasting business, Ken, a gentleman named Marty Green, who's been associated with WAYY in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, for years and years and years and years. And the folks listening to AYY right now have been listening to us for many, many years. Marty brought us onto the radio station, and we continue there. And he sent me an email listening to us have our conversation about smoking. He said, both my parents were 3-pack-a-day smokers. They smoked Chesterfields. My God. Pall Malls and Lucky Strike, these things, you might as well just open up your veins and have them pump that stuff into your veins. Both his parents, Ken, died of cancer and heart disease. Marty has never smoked. He walks 2 miles a day, listens to you every week. He said that
And he's a big baseball fan.
Yeah, oh my God, yes, you've heard me talk about him and his baseball. He goes to the Mayo Clinic, and they said to him that part of the reason that he's had 3 heart attacks and several open heart surgeries and bypasses is because of his heredity. He's doing well now. He says that The only thing that drives up his blood pressure, 120 over 65, is the the Democrats. So you and he have that in common. God love him. He's a wonderful guy. Anyway, our tip of the hat to you, Marty. Thanks for your acknowledgement and for your connection. 888-553-7536. Somebody called and wanted to know about blood pressure. When he goes to the doctor's office, his blood pressure spikes. That's pretty normal, isn't it, Ken?
Well, it's common. Some people actually get more relaxed. They're not common, and they get more relaxed in the doctor's office, and they have low blood pressure, or they have masked hypertension, we call it. But most commonly, people will have some emotional stress when they go to the doctor's office, or they haven't physically rested. You know, they run up, they're running late for their appointment, they run there, they're tense. Physical activity, emotional activity will all increase that upper number, what we call the systolic blood pressure. So before you ever get your blood pressure checked in the doctor's office or at home, you want to sit and unwind, get the steam out of your ears for at least 15 minutes so you can get your true baseline, your lowest level. It's often impossible in the doctor's office to completely unwind, and that's why you need to do home blood pressure monitoring with a calibrated upper arm automatic device.
All right, there's some pretty good advice. More information coming out about this the story that Ken has about the court striking down the graphic warnings on cigarettes. We'll get to that in a few moments. Let's spend a few minutes here with Magdalena, who's in Los Angeles. Magdalena, what can we do to help you out, ma'am?
I can't get pain control for neuropathy and for most of all for a pinched nerve that occurred for the second time. The complete treatment that was used for a pinched nerve 1 year before that worked beautifully, which were the spinal injections. I have arthritis that is, it has hit me very severely, and the rest of me is incredibly healthy. The nurses comment about it. And this time we can't get pain control, and I went through two injections, and the doctor, the surgeon, I've been through two pain institutes, and the second pinched nerve occurred 1 year later in March. The first one when it was cured successfully, I was pain-free for a very long until the March occurrence.
Magdalena, I hear it. I want to see if I can help. Have you tried a lidocaine patch?
Yes, doesn't work.
It doesn't work. And you've been through the pain-relieving pills. Also sometimes anti-seizure medications like gabapentin, which is Neurontin, sometimes that's given, or Lyrica. Capsaicin cream, have you tried that?
I was just on Neurontin about 3 weeks ago. Nothing has touched it. I have been on every opiate you can name. It doesn't touch it.
You may need to go to what's called a TENS unit, transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation.
How do I do that?
Well, I would find, do you have a pain medicine specialist? These are specialized doctors. They're often anesthesiologists, specialized, but not always, in pain management. That's what you need. And you also need, give me a second, Magdalena, you need a team of an orthopedic doctor as well as a pain medicine specialist. And those two doctors working together. Another type of doctor which might be good for you is called a PMR. These are MDs who are physical medicine and rehab doctors, and they combine more physical therapy with medications and some of the therapies that I'm mentioning. So actually somebody, if you want to go to one person to coordinate all of this, might, if you have a, they're hard to find, but if you have a PM, P as in Paul, M as in Mary, R as in Robert, a PMR doctor, if you don't have a physical medicine rehab doctor, then I would get a team together of an orthopedic doctor and a pain medicine specialist.
Hi, ma'am. There you go. Some good advice. Hopefully you'll take it from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's available for your call at 888-553-7536. Again, an underscoring of the Good Day Health newsletter. Somebody asked, how do we get this? I'm sorry I didn't tell you before when we were talking with Dr. Ken about what's in this week's Good Day Health newsletter. Every week, not trying to sell you anything. This is a free object of affection, if you will. All you have to do is go to drkenshow.com. You see Dr. Ken's picture in the Good Day Health newsletter. Click on that if you want it to be sent to you. Put your email address in there. Same thing is true. Go to Dr. Ken's picture at dougstefan.com. It'll ask you for your email address and get it. You'll learn all about Ken, how to find us on the radio or on the internet. Lots of links to saving your health and well-being. 888-553-7536 as we proceed here at 13 before the hour on Good Day Weekend.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation has combat wounded Purple Heart recipients are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
888-553-7536. Smoking and smoking news, a large part, along with the West Nile virus and mosquitoes. Those have been the two main themes of the day today. Barbara, listening in Gardner, Massachusetts, and her question is about her own circumstance with smoking. You've quit, have you, Barbara?
I did. I stopped smoking June 1st, but I'm using the electronic cigarettes, about three quarters of one a day. I'm looking for research on the safety. Supposedly, that's just water vapor with a touch of nicotine. Are they safe?
I would not substitute one poison for another.
Okay.
So the answer is no.
Okay. Are they safer than a normal cigarette?
Well, you know, you want less of your poison. Maybe they are, but why do you feel the need to go there?
I'm not exactly sure. I think it's a nicotine addiction.
Because my own thoughts are that it doesn't matter how you get the nicotine.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to damage the circulation to the body. Maybe if you don't smoke it, it'll spare your lungs. But actually, what people often think about lung cancer as the havoc that nicotine causes, but it even causes more heart attacks by damaging the circulation.
Right, so what does she
so
do?
It's the nicotine. I thought the danger was most of the chemicals they put in the cigarette.
Well, nicotine is a chemical, mm-hmm. And that's the worst part of it. That's why you're addicted.
Oh, great. Okay.
So what else can she do, Ken, if this doesn't work? I have a fellow working for me on the farm who's doing the same thing, trying to quit. I see him with his electronic thing puffing away at. I said to him the other day.
Well, I have the funniest thing. I quit one other time, and I cut straws and used just an empty straw like a cigarette.
I think if this is a short-term bridge to getting off of nicotine, it's mm-hmm. okay. But if you substitute a chronic habit with another one, I'm not real happy about it.
Okay.
In terms of you being as healthy as possible. So if you see this as a short-term bridge, fine. But if not, you have to figure out how you're going to get rid of this addiction to nicotine.
Well, what other things do people do?
Well, you can, if you don't want to go through the drugs, well, Butrin, Zyban, or Chantix, you can try the patches.
Gums.
Some of them work. And then there's behavioral acupuncture, hypnotism.
Yep. Good luck, Barbara. Thank you for calling. Hopefully we helped you out. More callers for Dr. Ken coming right up here on Good Day Weekend.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now we're back with another two or three different items of interest, if you will. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is yours at 888-553-7536. One of the traditions of this program, other than taking calls, email questions about your health, et cetera, observing the news of the week. We've talked about the West Nile outbreak in Texas, the latest from the smoking front with the court striking down the graphic warnings on cigarettes. You can be sure that thing's not over. There's a new prostate cancer study. My God, this stuff goes around and around. It's like being in a barrel, Ken. The PSA debate, whether you get a blood test, whether the numbers mean anything, whether you should change what you do because of them. This thing has been banged around for the last, what, 3 or 4 years?
It's a hot potato, and I'm so glad that this newest study came out, because you've heard me be very uncomfortable with what some of these policymakers have stated based on decisions without practicing urologists. But there's a new study published.
Kind of like the healthcare law was written without any doctors.
That's correct. Or doctors who take care of patients.
Yeah, right.
And not in ivory towers, bless their hearts. But the Journal of Urology this week, there's a new study. It suggests that men with advanced prostate cancer may live longer in the PSA era. That's than they did before the screening test began to take a foothold in the early 1990s. So the findings just stoked this heated debate, which Doug is talking about, over prostate cancer screening using the PSA, the prostate-specific antigen test. And some researchers now fear routine testing may lead to aggressive treatments that do more harm than good, and that's why they're telling you not to get the PSA, but the people who take care of patients, the practicing urologists, they're not ready to give up the PSA. And this study clarifies that and shows that in the PSA era, when we had this PSA test, the screening actually has helped to save lives with advanced prostate cancer.
All right. So that's important for everybody to grasp. That information.
Very important study.
Right. For men and women. We've talked about these products over the years, Ken, and oftentimes women, the prostate, various prostate supplements, best terminology I can come up with, that help you keep your prostate healthy, more often are purchased by women than they are men, because women are as affected, if not more so, by men. And there certainly are as much. I mean, not only do you not want to lose your partner, but you want to be able to enjoy a wonderful romantic life. And that doesn't come because you get up two or three times during the night to go to the bathroom. Yeah, that's always prostate related. You want to feed the prostate, and you can do that, and oftentimes avoid this prostate cancer as you get it older. Though most. I think you've said a number of times, when you get older and older, you're likely to come down with this because it's one of those things that just happens to be a factor in living longer for
men.
Well,
the important thing is that there's just not one type of prostate cancer, and some are very mildly malignant, benign, even some are very mildly malignant. They grow very, very slowly, and you're going to not succumb to the prostate cancer because it grows so slowly. On the other hand, there's some very rapidly developing prostate cancers that need aggressive, quick therapy. So this whole area with PSA is, it's not one size fits all. You need to talk to your doctor, have a heart-to-heart about whether you need this PSA and not have one policy that fits everybody. And the reason why the women are so important here is because my experience and the studies all confirm it, that men are just more allergic to doctors than women.
Yeah, men don't want to go to the doctor. We had that sad reality when my partner, Edgar, here on the farm, died early in July. And if he'd have been to see a doctor, he could have had a diagnosis of what was going on with his heart and avoided the heart attack. So these kinds of things, you got to have a checkup every year. You got to know what you're doing to your body. You need to be aware of your body. It's your responsibility. Ken underscores that any number of times every time we are together here. You need to exercise. You need to not smoke. You need to be careful about what you drink. I was interested in, we only have a few seconds left here, the lady who called about all the inflammation problems in Massachusetts, if you suggested exercise, she's using a walker or something, but that does reduce inflammation, doesn't it?
Absolutely. She's a good candidate to get in the pool.
Yep. Take a swim. The other guy that was smoking, we told him to take a swim too. And then he said, can I keep smoking if I get there? Good for you, sir. All right, Dr. Ken, always at your service and on your side. Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. It's 59 past the hour on the Good Day Weekend program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.